Okay, so I've been sitting with this Victor thread all morning, and the thing that keeps pulling at me is the framing. The author's not saying use AI to get advice faster. They're saying the gap between advice and done work is literally why small teams stay small. And they spent one evening handing off a whole lane of their agency to close it.
Yeah, I read it. The lane framing is actually the part I want to poke at, because I think it's doing a lot of structural work that most people are going to skip past.
How's the week treating you, by the way? You seem unusually alert for a Friday.
I had something that wasn't coffee. I think it was espresso, but from a can, so I'm not sure it counts. Anyway, the lane system.
Okay, the lane system.
The reason one giant assistant prompt fails is actually well explained in here. If you give one agent everything, research, write, review, analyze, decide, you get confident output in the wrong direction. And now you're the reviewer of a system nobody else reviewed. The agent that grades its own work approves it every time. That's not a quirk, that's structural.
Right.
So splitting into lanes where the reviewer is never the author, that's a real architectural fix. The identity file separate from memory thing is also genuinely important. If the PIN gets rewritten by passing facts, the agent drifts. You end up with something that remembers the last bad note it saved as a core belief.
And that's the thing that's been silently wrong for weeks before you notice.
Exactly. The never rewrite the identity file with runtime context rule is doing most of the stability work in this whole setup.
Okay, so from a product angle, who actually benefits here? Because I think there's a very specific person this lands for. The author is running a small B2B agency, team is tiny, every hour matters. The lane they picked first was prospect research and first touches. Not strategy, not pricing, not client calls. The stuff that was eating the founder's calendar at 11 p.m.
Right, right.
And Victor lives in Slack, connects to 3,200 tools through managed connectors. So there's no new login, no new interface to learn. That's actually a meaningful distribution advantage. The work happens where the team already is.
The no send rule is the one I'd highlight for anyone actually trying this. The outreach lane gets no tool that can send. Every other rule can bend, that one can't. And the reason is obvious once you say it. Sends are irreversible. And a staff that never pushes back will send confidently and incorrectly.
The confidence note column in the prospect research use case is the gem for me. You get 10 rows back, who they are, one visible workload from their own site, a confidence rating. The best five get a first touch that opens with their workload, not with who you are. That's the difference between a pipeline that fills with politely wrong leads and one that's actually scoped.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday report use case is the clearest ROI though. A recurring task that used to run on founder memory, issued, paid, overdue, now runs on a schedule at 4 p.m. And the key line is overdue with days outstanding. Not overdue as a bucket, the age of each debt, because that's the only number that actually changes the decision.
That's a good line, I'll give him that. The part I'm less sure about is the error log advice. One line per correction, track it for 2 weeks. It tells you which brief is too loose. That's sound in principle, but it assumes the founder actually keeps the log. And founders who are doing this because they're already stretched are not great at keeping logs.
Oh, that's fair. Although the counter is, the corrections go into the PIN anyway, so even if you don't maintain a formal log, the compounding is happening. The log is just the audit layer on top.
Yeah, okay. The compounding mechanic is real. Correction costs a minute, outlives the mistake, applies to every run after it. That's actually the thing that makes this different from just running a prompt. The PIN doesn't forget. Your memory does.
That's such an exploring next sentence right there.
I mean, we've been saying the control layer is the product for how many episodes now? This is basically the same move applied to a one-person agency instead of an enterprise harness. The PIN is the harness.
100%. And Victor raised $75 million from Excel, which, that's not nothing. The bet is that this operator layer, the thing connecting proven software to business-specific knowledge, that used to be a salary. Now it's an account in your workspace with a job description pinned above its head.
The quote before execute rule in the PIN is the one I'd make non-negotiable if I were actually setting this up. The lane tells you what a run costs before it runs. You approve or skip. Boring bills are the goal. That's not a safety feature. That's how you don't wake up to a surprise on your API invoice.
All right, Cody. I think we've earned a break from the 11 p.m. founder calendar. Go find out what was in that can.